This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
I had zero control over my body. Like, no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't move my arms, my legs.
I began hearing voices and screams and crying. I would hear all the sounds of hell. And that is when the Shadow Man would come.
It's a kind of horror that is worse than like in the movies.
You are going to die.
Okay, here's the deal. The director of the thought-provoking Room 237, a dissection of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, takes on sleep paralysis in the new documentary, The Nightmare. The film profiles a series of patients who suffer from sleep paralysis, a terrifying affliction that leaves a victim frozen while half awake to experience surreal dreamlike hallucinations of malevolent entities in their bedrooms. Though well documented as a naturally occurring medical event, sleep paralysis can be frightening to its subjects because it happens during their most vulnerable moments. Rather than taking a clinical approach to the issue, The Nightmare presents the stories more as a real-life horror movie with effective filmmaking and chilling imagery. Like Room 237, there comes a point in the story where you realize that some of these subjects may not be playing with a full deck, and some of the impact is then lost. But overall, it's an eerie look at a real-life phenomenon with a powerful horror movie delivery. The Nightmare gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.